This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional leaders and the president are reacting to Thursday's briefing from intelligence experts about Russian bounties offered to the Taliban to kill Americans. The two top Democrats in Congress say any threats to U.S. troops must be pursued relentlessly. They are rebuking President Donald Trump after receiving a highly classified briefing about intelligence that Russia offered bounties for killing U.S. troops in Afghanistan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer accused President Trump of being soft on Russian President Vladimir Putin and distracted by less important issues. The president has called reports of the intelligence assessment a hoax and has so far declined to address whether the U.S. has or will respond to Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it was taken seriously and handled appropriately. The number of COVID-19-related deaths worldwide jumped by nearly 5,000 within a 24-hour period, taking the total to more than 520,000. In the United States, the figures changed slightly with more than 128,000 deaths. The number of infections continued to surge around the world and the U.S., with more than 10.8 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.7 million in the United States. The government is recommending that the travelers wear face coverings during air travel and says airlines should consider limiting capacity on planes to promote social distancing, but it stopped short of making new requirements. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. California's mood has gone from optimistic to sour as coronavirus cases and hospitalizations rise heading into the July 4th weekend. The governor, Gavin Newsom, has ordered bars and indoor restaurant dining closed in most of the state. Many beaches are off limits, and he is imploring Californians to avoid holiday gatherings with family and friends. Since Memorial Day, California has gone from a coronavirus success story to a cautionary tale. Health experts say that the change was a combination of a populace made complacent by positive trends, the rapid reopening of businesses, and the late adoption of a mandatory mask rule. North Korean state news agency KCNA reports that leader Kim Jong-un told a meeting of the Politburo of the ruling Workers' Party the North had stopped the novel coronavirus from making inroads in the country. KCNA also said in a statement that he warned against self-complacency or relaxation in the anti-epidemic effort and urged North Koreans to maintain maximum alert. While the reclusive country has not confirmed any infections, its public health ministry has reported all 922 people checked so far have tested negative. Hundreds of people, mostly cargo handlers at seaports and land borders, are regularly quarantined for monitoring. American employers added millions more jobs last month, but a viral resurgence could make that recovery short-lived. The government says the economy added 4.8 million jobs in June, with the unemployment rate dropping to 11.1%. America's economy is now roaring back to life. President Trump says that's despite some virus claims, which he says are being put out. But the jobless numbers were tallied in June's second week. The spikes are now leading to more business closures in parts of America and some workers being laid off a second time. Scores of people, at least 162 people, were killed in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, with more feared dead. The Fire Service Department said in a Facebook post that the miners were collecting stones when the muddy wave crashed onto them after heavy rain. Video obtained by Reuters shows body bags lined up as people wait to identify the dead. Deadly landslides and other accidents are common in the poorly regulated mines of the country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.